here's a story from The World.
For the leaders meeting in Egypt at the UN's annual climate summit, their accurate view of the fight against climate change is that it's a global battle. The reality is that protecting the planet often comes down to actions at a very local level. Consider what's going on in southern Mexico right now. The closure of a city trash dump is creating dangerous environmental problems. From Oaxaca, Mexico, reporter Michael Fox has our story.
Horacio Ocon is an Argentine tourist who's been visiting the city of Oaxaca with his family. He woke up last Sunday morning with a headache. His throat burned. He smelled smoke. I couldn't breathe. It was really intense, he says. He went outside and followed the smoke. Trash was burning in a huge metal waste bin nearby.
Imagínate la sorpresa cuando veo que estaban quemando ahí a 20 metros nuestro, en un tambor de 200 litros, un montón de...
It was really thick smoke, and I was surprised that they were burning it so close. It was terrible. A ton of trash, and in particular plastics, he says. Since early October, burning trash has become the main means of disposing waste for the roughly 700,000 residents of Oaxaca and the surrounding municipalities. That's when the city's trash dump closed its doors. The Day of the Dead celebrations here last week were just as lively as ever. But in the days following the holiday, the evening skies turned an apocalyptic orange as the smoke from the burning leftover trash tinged the air.
Problemática de manera conjunta. Creo que tenemos una oportunidad.
Mayor Francisco Martinez Neri has told residents in several announcements that he's working hard to find a solution. He hopes to acquire land for a new trash dump. And in the meantime, he's asking residents to be sure to sort their organic waste and recycling in order to reduce trash. But Oaxacans say solutions should have been implemented years ago. Eduardo Reyes Santiago is an environmental lawyer who spoke to press last week.
Que la única solución en lo inmediato es la reapertura del basurero municipal.
The only answer is to open the dump back up, he says, because for years they've not taken the necessary measures. Today, you have this bomb that's going off. Meanwhile, trash is building up. The city of Oaxaca alone generates 1,000 tons of trash a day, which triples during the tourist season. Last Friday, the Trash Collectors Union protested the situation by dumping truckloads of garbage across the city's historic center and inviting residents to do the same. Videos like this have been shared widely over social media, showing mounds of garbage piled in front of government buildings. We're fighting for the citizens, a union representative told a local news outlet. Months before the dump was closed, we knew what was coming, but nothing was done. Ingrid Sanchez is a Mexican journalist who's been following the situation in Oaxaca closely. She says it's particularly relevant as the world's leaders discuss the big picture at COP27.
Es una, digamos, demostración a pequeña escala de que los actores.
This is a sign on a small scale that government actors aren't worried about issues related to the environment, she says, and above all, when there are financial costs. Open waste burning produces more than 10% of global black carbon emissions, a fine particulate that significantly contributes to global warming. But today in Oaxaca, much of the trash that isn't burned is ending up polluting the local environment. Abril Villegas Garcia is an 18-year-old street vendor in the municipality of Tlalixtac, which shared the trash dump with the capital Oaxaca.
Yo como vivo cerca de un río, pues casi no tengo vecinos.
I live close to a river, and now everyone is dumping their trash there, she says. Maybe burning impacts the environment, but it's better than just dumping it. In an agreement with the city, trash collectors have now cleaned the city center and begun to collect garbage on one side of town, but there's still no place to put it. The municipal government says it's shipping some waste out of state, but there's still little end in sight to the problem and to the impact on the environment. For The World, I'm Michael Fox in Oaxaca, Mexico.